from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Leroy, can we get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover law firm?
I'm glad you mentioned weather, because right now it is terrible.
Your accidentattorney.com free consultation 24/7. Call them up at 866-954-MORE.
It is pouring right now. Pouring. Big drops. Them big drops falling. I can't tell which way the wind's blowing. I think it's coming out of the west, southwest. But because the leaves are just tired. They just laying straight. It's got to be in the upper 80s. Maybe might have caught 90. But it's raining pretty hard right now. And I would expect a little more of this as the day and the week goes on, because it just seems like we're in one of those cycles where the day starts off good and it just builds up during the day. Other than that, I mean, you could hear it almost.
It does. I could hear it. Very soothing.
No. Oh. And the funny thing about all that is I would have heard your responses if I hadn't went too far and pulled my headphones out of the thing. So
it's all right. No, I was just saying, I don't remember what I was saying. I was too distracted by Jimmy Butler just dunking on a lot of tiny people on a basketball court in China.
I've told you this before, Tobin. Right? There are certain athletes, right,
mm-hmm.
that a L is a L.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who it's against. Right? I ain't never let Fonz win at nothing. I don't care. Bill's character, right? I ain't giving you nothing. You got to earn it. And I don't care if it's little kid. Like, Jimmy ain't going to be in China unless some kid cross him over. No.
No.
But that's – and you know, like, that's just the way it is. I bet you Bronny got dunked on all the time by LeBron.
Bill's character.
Bill. That's it. Bill's character. Now, stop. Don't give nobody nothing. We give a kid warm to feel good about this sport to the point where they think they good and they owed something. No.
Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at the car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Nick T says,
hard, dude.
Poor frog boy. Only one who has to drive home in this weather. He likes the water. He's amphibian.
Is it really that bad?
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Like, it's bad.
You got signal in there today, frog boy?
No, DirecTV is currently out, and so is the rest of the building. Yeah, it's a win.
Not great. Yeah. Hey, so Frog Boy.
Yes, sir.
Call me if we need to make some arrangements on Friday.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. No, but don't you? No, Thursday is your blood work, correct?
Yeah. Allegedly. I wasn't going to come in, but if you need a ride, then. But here's the deal.
Yes.
Your ass going to have to be ready a little bit early. Yeah, don't be coming up here 2 minutes before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's fair.
And that's fair. When I give a ride, here's how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm 10 minutes away.
You don't stop the car.
I get outside.
Yep. No, that's fair.
Okay.
Then let's go pick up Jay Fig and see if really there's any trains over there. Sure.
There's no trains.
There's no trains.
Go for it. I hope they stop you.
Dude, when I went to your house, there was like, I never saw a train.
You probably went to the turnpike, okay? I don't know how many times I have to say
You don't live off, you don't live near no highways, Jay Fig.
Okay, number one. I live in the middle, well, not the middle. You know what? Exactly. That makes more sense. I don't live near the turnpike or the Palmetto, so it takes a long time for me to get on one, okay?
You're scrambling right now. You're scrambling.
She said, give me,
she's trying to figure it out. She's trying to find out where a railroad could go, but it's not.
I know where mine is, okay?
But let me ask you a question.
Several of them next to me.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Why is there a need for a train to be in your area?
You know,
where is it going? Where is it going?
I don't know.
Where is it going?
I don't know. Homestead.
So there, one of the endings is by the Amazon area on past A Street, actually.
The other one must be
between A Street and 12th Street. It's like right
there. She's just saying words right now.
Yeah, because I don't like.
Okay. You know what? Don't ask me
questions. When I go to Jay Fig's house, here's what I say. Directions to Jay Fig's house.
Wow.
Okay.
It's getting crazy out here.
Go 5 miles and turn right. I don't know what the streets are. It don't give me streets.
I wish I saw the train coming. Now I'm dead. Now my life is off track.
Amazon seemed a little safer at the time.
Maybe it was the same train that stopped in front of the Kaseya Center right before.
Look, Washington.
Oh my goodness. Wait a minute. Can I just tell you?
Worst time train.
What are we doing?
Can the Heat have some kind of agreement with those train tracks? Because first of all, I think they're only allowed to go 3 miles an hour.
Yep.
And you have the stupid people that jump the train and go across anyway.
I've thought about it.
Huh? Nothing was funnier than when I parked. And J-Fix said she spent $12 for parking. I said, I spent $2.
Yeah, and you were parked where? Up north?
No, yeah. It had the same name.
But Chicago or something.
I paid to park in the parking lot in Minnesota.
Oh, okay, yeah. There you go. Minnesota.
Pretty good.
Cheap. Oh, it was hilarious.
Like, man, I tell you, there's one thing that gives me a lot of comfort, a lot like Storm Duck looking at squirrels.
Ooh.
All right? And that is... when Barry Jackson talks to scouts.
Whoa.
Barry Jackson talks to scouts. Yeah. I get delighted.
Oh, it's cool.
Because I know these scouts, they got the goods.
Yeah.
And Barry Jackson had a scout tell him that the Miami Heat, because he watched all summer league, the scout. Ooh. That's what a scout does. They watch.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He said, quote, they got a steal with Khalil Ware.
Oh man, I got a bone to pick with 2K.
Well, your insiders told us that with Bam. So like we don't need Barry Jackson. We got insiders.
I don't have an Indiana insider. I don't have an Indiana insider though. Yeah, so I do have one.
He's no longer with us.
Oh
I tipped my 40 for him.
Mm-hmm.
Oladipo. I don't know why, dude. He's been one of my favorite players like since he got into the league.
He's going to the Hoosier Hall of Fame.
Cool.
Says his shot blocking was off the charts in summer league. Got up and down the floor. He has always been considered a talented offensive player, but he did it more consistently than people expected. Really shined. And this, Leroy? This is the Goosey's part right here from the scout.
Mm-hmm. Well, can I just say something?
What?
You can't tell me about and how my goose is going to feel. You say something and then ask me if it's goose.
I haven't heard what this scout's going to say.
Like a comedian saying, hold on, guys. This one's going to be funny.
Yeah, I won't say it. You know, it's fine. I won't say it. Oh. You know,
I'll no, you tell me. I'll tell you.
All right, well, Marcos, this is what the scout said.
Yeah.
All right, because I hadn't thought about this with Bam.
Mm-hmm.
He says he really shined. And Kalel, this is going to give Bam the ability to not play at the five full time.
Wow. Come on.
Gooseys. Gooseys.
Can I get some credit?
Man.
Only
someone called for this.
Why you didn't get the gooseys when I told you this 3 months ago? 4 months ago?
I did get gooseys. But you're not a scout.
True.
You know, whatever anonymous gooseys. Scout tells me that.
Hey, so, okay.
Basically,
that,
like.
Okay, I'll give you that. He's a scout. He knows the sport. He can say the same thing. It has a different feel to it, right?
Yep.
And why don't you feel that way when I talk football?
I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. Our last argument was about Liam Eichenberg.
Look, I like you when you talk football. I mean, not as much as Baldy, but I love when you talk football. Baldy say anything good this morning?
No. I wasn't listening.
Oh, remember that flip that Tua had? Nope. That breakdown was good.
Oh, dude. Did he talk about that?
He said that Tua's ball faking skills are second to none in this business.
Wow.
Hey, y'all want me to hate you. You really do.
Well, it's Baldy makes this point all the time, you know.
But here's what I don't get. I will say the same exact words as these other people. And then you come back to me and say, you know what so-and-so said? Gave me the gooseys.
No, that's not true. But Baldy was making the point about how defenses, you know, they're not smart all the time, and you can really deceive them. And so Tua's doing this sleight of hand thing to really trick the defense, you know?
I hate you right now so much.
Gives us insight on how the defense thinks.
But
he's good.
I've never said that, right? I've never said that, dude. We did damn near a whole show on how stupid I think defenses are. It's more important for a defense not to make the play, but to tell you that they know what the play is, right? Think about it. Next time you watch a game, you watch the linebacker acting a fool when he think he know where something's going. And I'm like, that's what we want you to think, dummy. That's why we have play action. So when you start calling that, and then the quarterback goes, stay with it, we got him.
Love this Dolphins Dolphins offense, man. More wrinkles than a pug.
Sharpay.
What?
Sharpay.
What the hell's a Sharpay?
More wrinkles than a pug.
Does it?
Yes. Pull up a Sharpay.
How do you spell that?
Isn't that a marker?
Same way it sounds, Marcos.
What does it sound like? Because if it sounds like Sharpay, is that right?
I don't know. It probably is E-I.
Mm-mm. Does not sound like that, but I tell you what, that dog's wrinkly.
How do you spell it?
Woo! It's two words: SHR PEI.
Yeah, it's not sort of ended in PEI. But no, the only reason why I know those are more wrinkly than a pug because I have one.
You had a Sharpay?
Yeah, and
you're a dog.
Here's what I didn't realize, because everybody said, "Oh, they're so ugly, they're cute." Here's what I didn't realize: they're Chinese fighting dogs, so they're mean as hell.
They're Chinese?
Oh, that's why it's spelled like that. It's like Pei Wei.
Ah, that's right.
They are so mean.
Yeah.
And they're fighting dogs?
Yeah. The skin is so when they get in fights that you don't get to their body because of the skin.
Mm. That's cool.
But
that's why I do it too.
Like, I had one and he would get on the bed, right?
What was his name? And,
one was, I forgot what it
is. Bernie. Charmaine.
No. So anyway.
Said Bernie?
So
he was Bernie, like, meet my dog.
Carl?
he would get over and lay up against my leg, right? And if I would move my leg, he would growl and try to bite me.
Huh.
Right. And he scoot over.
Some I move dogs my leg. Do that.
Yeah. See?
Wow.
I had a black one.
Looks like the Dolphins offense right there.
Now, there's a lot of wrinkles.
Yeah. But that's what it's for. They're fighting dogs, and the skin is so look they don't get.
In the wrinkles there, you can see Jonnu Smith taking a reverse. Pretty good.
They can break back up to this.
This goes out to all the women in the world, especially her. You know, it don't even matter your age. Don't even matter your color. Your fellas
got a double dip coming up or something, Marcos?
I do. This is scheduled for tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
That's Radio Tease, baby. Radio Tease.
There you go. Radio Tease, 24 hours notice. Are you annoyed or not annoyed, Marcos, that Travis Kelce is going to be in Happy Gilmore 2?
I am beyond pissed off.
Why?
I see this as the end game as to why he got with Taylor Swift.
Interesting.
Not only to get into Happy Gilmore, but of course.
Who's worse?
To leverage her.
Travis Kelce or J-Lo?
Oh,
these guys are the worst.
They're at different points in their careers.
Poor Ben Affleck. I thought those crazy kids were going to make it again.
Thought they were going to do
it. Wait, but no, she's done it multiple times. This is his first time.
Yeah,
this is his first time divorced.
This is not his first time.
This is his first time leveraging another person who's famous, is what I'm
saying. Yeah, he was with Jennifer Garner.
Oh, Jennifer Garner's famous.
No, I'm talking about Travis Kelce.
Yeah, yeah, we're not talking about Ben Affleck. Yeah, yeah, no. Ben Affleck's famous. But Travis Kelce is doing this whole J-Lo thing with Tay-Tay. And then once he gets his movie role, it's only a matter of time before he moves on from little Tay-Tay.
I'm pretty sure he could have done that by himself.
No way he's getting into Happy Gilmore without
him. I don't know if he's getting into Happy Gilmore without Tay-Tay. I'm not sure.
You guys are frauds.
No way. What?
You guys are all frauds. Accurate.
You think that dude ain't famous?
He's not famous. Happy Gilmore famous.
Swift. Who's Taylor Swift famous? Nobody.
Of course. What other NFL player is going to be in Happy Gilmore, though?
Tua. He has a bunch of players going to be on it, I heard. A
bunch of golfers.
Is Tua going to be in it?
Too, but...
Tua, yeah, Tua plays golf. Kyle Lowry plays golf.
Just because you play golf doesn't mean you have the personality to be in a movie, dude.
Wasn't Tua just in a commercial yesterday? I thought he was on a Paramount commercial with somebody.
Oh, no. Did he throw it over the wall?
Commercials are different.
Commercials are different.
Why are they different?
Because it takes like a day to film, and a movie takes.
What if it's just a cameo? Does it have to be a whole movie? Just a couple scenes?
Yeah.
You know who needs to be in the Happy Gilmore? He needs to bring him back from his other movie. He needs to bring Anthony Edwards back because Anthony Edwards was funny.
Yeah.
And what was that movie called? Do you remember what it was called? Was it?
Man, it's the one with the twin or something like that, right?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was called, though. I forget. Somebody will get it on the chat.
Well, I know one movie he can throw away forever.
Hustle.
Little Nicky.
I like Little Nicky.
Start from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Starring Dan Marino?
I like Little Nicky.
That movie was terrible.
What?
It was not starring Dan Marino.
It wasn't.
He made a cameo. There's a big difference.
Look, and that's what we're saying now. Now we've gotten to the point, you think Travis Kelce's on Dan Marino level? No way, dude.
No. But today,
yeah,
I promise you more people know who Travis Kelce is than Dan Marino.
I wonder why.
Because of Tay-Tay. Yeah, of course.
Of course. I mean,
Dan Marino, I mean, you know, he was, his most famous music hookup was Hootie.
Damn, no, right?
What about Pet Detective?
No, that was his most famous movie, but his most famous like musical association was Hootie.
You think people didn't know who Travis Kelce was before Tay-Tay?
I do.
Okay, Jeffy, yeah. Nobody's saying nobody knew who he was. He wasn't a world famous
Happy Gilmore,
like rock star level. Like, he's arguably the most popular, or he's the most known guy in the NFL now because of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like, more than Mahomes.
Yeah, it's true. No way he gets this without.
Like, I'm not arguing that he wasn't famous nor good at his job. He obviously was good at both of them, but
he was all right.
Yeah, like, their podcast got taken to a number one, and they're $100 million. They're seeking like $100 million deal. This is all post Taylor.
No way he gets this role without.
I just feel like I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. You guys are gonna say something bad after this.
He's gonna break up with her because he's a slimy dog, and he just wanted this Happy Gilmore role.
Well, no, you don't break up with Tay-Tay. Next album,
she's gonna see through him, man.
See this. There you go. That's what I was.
I think you got. You know, that's a good point, Leroy. I think JFK wants Travis Kelce to break up with Tay-Tay because she said that Taylor's was album stunk.
That's right.
You're putting words in my mouth. I didn't say that. I didn't say that one bit. Okay.
You want an unhappy Taylor Swift? That's
Jennifer,
what you want.
That's.
Can I just say this?
To the bottom of this?
You don't have to say nothing. When it took you a month and a half to review it.
No. Yep. You know what? I don't like
that. That pretty much says it all.
Get me out of
thought her album stunk. You thought her album stunk, and so now you wanted to break up with Travis so we get a great album.
Absolutely not.
You know what? I'm with you.
I don't believe you.
Absolutely not.
You and I, samezies, dude. Samezies. It's the same thing. We both are in agreement that Taylor is much too good for him, and once that scumbag shows his true colors, probably a great guy, then we will see the best album.
Wait, you do realize you're saying that about somebody who everybody genuinely likes.
Yeah, guys.
The amount of deception, minus one to you.
Wow, dude. Look, everyone didn't understand.
I can see the look in her eye. Like, as soon as we mentioned good Taylor Swift album,
you
she perked up.
You three are about to be Washington, okay?
Wow.
I'll be three.
Yeah.
Yeah, you too.
What?
You know what you
know who's never going to make a good album again?
Who's that?
Adele. She's now happy with Rich Paul. Never going to get a good album again.
Haters. Wow. For a second, I had to figure out what song you were singing.
Started the show I still didn't know.
It's like off her first album, right? Is that what you're trying to do?
Send a letter or something like that.
Start off with Spanish humming. We end with Adele.
No, hey, look, I'm sorry I don't speak Spanish, and you put Spanish on there. I did the best that I could. Damn it,
did do the best he could. You guys are really being judgmental.
Language barrier. Whoa! Nobody's going to be a little patient with Leroy with that language barrier. I live in South Florida.
That was Jay Fig. She was very aggressive in the chat.
Yeah. Didn't even sound like it. Sorry.
You didn't even have the melody right. What do you mean?
Awful, of course.
Oh, so now it's not the fact that I wasn't singing in Spanish. Mm. It's at least I was singing the broken language.
You were singing. You were humming.
Oh, my goodness.
I won't even go good out with
the word. Wow.
Never enough for her, dude.
You guys, wait. You guys get on me.
Mm?
She's language shaming.
She is.
I'm language.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I agree.
She's a bully.
Yeah, she does.
I'm a bully. You know what? You're really out here. Okay.
Don't sing the song, Leroy, if you can't sing it in his proper
language. Would you guys agree on this? Not you, Jennifer, but like, would you guys agree that J Fig resorts to thuggery?
Oh, yeah, all the time, dude.
Yeah, I would agree.
She strong-armed me in the beginning of the show.
Ever since she's gotten this Pilates, she's been much more
physical. Oh, yeah. Ever since she got a little stretch on, now all of a sudden, Now all of a sudden she a badass.
Not the only thing she likes to stretch the truth. We know what happened to the
That's very cute.
This is
that's
a lot of exposure going on.
Wait.
No. It's very bold of you guys.
Now you could go very far, but you are Stretch Armstrong when it comes to stretching the truth.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Look at all the years of radio.
Hey, you've been manipulating the truth since I've known you.
Oh, that's ridiculous, dude. I'm a straight shooter. I'm like that Turkish Olympian.
Which hand has the truth?
All honest Tobes.
That's right.
All honest.
Nobody calls that.
So take a break. Back after this.
He also stretched Washington's neck.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Frogboy, who's in there with Hockman?
See these shenanigans going on? They got a camera crew. WPLG is here, potentially. Glee Ferrero. Never met him in person, so I can't.
What are they talking about? Flores?
I don't understand. That must be what they're referring to. But how come they didn't ask old Frogboy what he thinks about Flores, huh?
I mean, you know, you're you. I mean, like, what are they going to ask?
Okay, drop my camera. Sorry about that. I guess that's why they're doing everything.
And that's why we're not on TV.
He's embarrassing us again.
You know, it's a big sports story when the news stations come in to film radio happening as if they couldn't just get it off of
the radio,
YouTube, or the radio. Like, they couldn't just lift this. They're like, hey,
I'll tell you.
I just think that we live in a world now that if you're sorry, be sorry.
Right.
Right. And he tried to be sorry without being sorry. At no point in time did he say, I handled that situation poorly. If I had it over, he says, listen, I'm human. It was my first time coaching. If I had to do it over again, I would not have treated Tua that way. He could have squashed this and made that the end of this conversation. Right. But the way he explained it, now we're just going to keep going back and forth. And so if you are sorry, don't say, I'm sorry, but I'm still growing. But and then 3 minutes later, say, when Tua has said that I was a mean person, it hurt. Right? Which is the reason why he's up there in the first place.
No, I noticed that same argument, though, used against Tua. Like, the same way you're saying, that maybe Brian Flores' hurt feelings should be the least of our worries. I did see a lot of people somehow attacking Tua after this interview.
Hey,
saying,
Tua need
of
to course. Be tougher.
Oh,
Tua
yeah. No, oh, and Brian Flores hurt my feelings.
No. Let me clarify this.
Yeah.
For everybody, including the stupid people. All okay.
Right. We're listening.
If you talk to anybody in your family or close to you that way over and over again, they're going to start feeling like they're inadequate. Whereas if you go at them with a positive attitude, then it can be more productive. Mm-hmm. Now, if a person that you're dealing with is single-handedly one of the most important people in your success at that job, why would you go at them like that? So for anybody to say that Tua needs to man up, have you been on planet Earth lately? Everything you say, everybody get their feelings hurt. Yet you gonna say Tua needed to be tougher? And then after that, if you say that about Tua, what are you gonna say to Brian Flores? Yeah, it wasn't very positive.
Maybe this came out. I mean, things like this may happen more than we know outside looking in. Were you a little surprised that maybe it came up?
Again, surprised or not surprised, I think it's something that we're dealing with. But like I said, I really want to, I'd like to turn the page and really focus on our guys.
Damage is done, my friend.
Right. And again, let's be clear. I think that Brian Flores is an excellent coach, and I think he will get another opportunity. My criticism of him, which it has always been, Tobin, you know this, that if it's your first and foremost job to get the most out of the talent that you have and try to win football games, why would you go at a rookie quarterback like that?
Yeah, it was dumb.
Right.
It was.
And then, after the fact, say, well, what he had to say, it took me by surprise because it wasn't very positive.
I think the thing that's even crazier about it too is like there was just such a bad job from him, from the organization, of leaving him out to dry that second year. Of just like, hey, answer these questions every single day about, hey, does the organization want you?
With their nonsense.
Yeah.
Because nobody else responded to it. Because all Flores had to say was, two's our star. Meanwhile, everybody in that room, in that interview room, could see the way Flores was treating Tua. So now you go to Tua, and Tua tried to be the company guy while understanding that he had questions if the company wanted him.
It's like, dude, we know what you did.
We know, dude.
That's my only problem. You can't, you know, not fully apologize for what you did and then say your feelings got hurt from the same crap you did to him. That's crazy.
With Tua about, you know, all that was going on. Same conversation we've been having for a little while, which is he's our quarterback. Tua's our quarterback. I've said that, you know, multiple times. I mean, I think I've said this multiple times. Tua's our quarterback. Tua's our quarterback. I mean, when I say, you know, he's our quarterback, that is me, you know, saying we're committed to him. Like I said, you know, Tua's our quarterback. Tua's our quarterback. I basically answer it every day, same way. Tua's our quarterback. You know, I think when I say Tua's the quarterback, you know, I don't know how much what more I can say.
We don't believe you.
There's actually a lot more you can say, sir.
Right.
Do you like Leroy? Do you think
so much more?
Person?
It's the least amount of words you can say.
I work with Leroy. Yeah, but do you
and think he always said it like with like he was holding his breath, like
right.
It was our quarterback.
Right, like disgust. Like, why are you asking me this question?
Yeah.
Because of the way you're treating your quarterback as if you don't want him to be the quarterback.
It was our quarterback.
He basically said everything, but listen, they told me to put him in.
They stopped saying Tua's our quarterback is like saying hard to say.
Yes. Yeah. It's like so if
you guys want some good news from today though?
Oh yeah, yeah. I would love it.
That Tua's our quarterback?
Tua is our quarterback.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah. Hey, 167, you ain't got no damn choice now. Too late for questions.
Chris Perkins.
Oh, Perk. Oh, he
got in a little heat.
Watch out.
He did because he had the column that Flores has been more successful than Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
But more important than that, stock up, stock down.
Whoa, we're back, baby.
And today.
Yeah.
Guess whose stock is up, Leroy?
Tell me.
Leroy?
Tua?
Nope.
Damn, man.
Storm?
Nope.
Storm. Doug?
Okay. Nope.
Okay.
Liam Eichenberg.
Wrong.
Oh, that'd be good.
River.
River. No, he's not practicing.
He's not playing. That's right.
Yes. Julian Hill.
Nope.
No. Oh, so man. I would. That means we got to go defense. With left tackle Paul.
No way. Patrick Paul.
Think you're in the realm. Think Giants.
Giants. Oh. Calais Campbell.
Yes!
It's a giant!
Oh, what a wonderful
world. Can I just tell
world.
You? Go to Calais and tell him his stock is down.
Calais Campbell, it says the 17-year veteran. Jesus, a lot of
17 years.
Had a sack, then violently swatted down a pass with such enthusiasm that the defensive line got fired up. Campbell has looked good in his few full practices.
Whoa!
It's a giant!
It is a giant.
Now.
It's a giant!
You guys want to stock down?
Oh, yeah. Gotta hear that. Let me hear it. Let me hear.
I like this guy. I don't know.
Oh, okay. You like him. River. Okay.
Who doesn't he like?
Okay.
River Craycraft isn't practicing.
No. But he said he likes
this guy. Stop saying River.
I get distracted when he says he likes this guy.
Jeff Wilson Jr.
I would have never guessed that, to be honest.
I didn't even know he was playing.
Well, he is. He is.
Right. His stock is down, though?
According to Perk, Wilson, a favorite of McDaniel.
Uh-oh.
Had a low key performance on Wednesday.
Cut him. I've heard enough.
Here, can I just say this?
I'm available.
Nope.
I've told you guys this over and over again. It is really hard to tell a running back he has stock down when the game that a running back plays is so physical. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I would never put that on a running back, because I would say to anybody, like, if you're not getting tackled and part of your success is breaking tackles, how is your stock ever going to be up or down? So I always give running backs a break on that, simply because they play the one position where what separates them from other people is their ability to break tackles and make people miss. And if you're not tackling, that's hard to do.
That's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Hope you mother have a good day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.